Hi, this is Bob Decker, volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. This week I'll be reading articles from AARP and Reader's Digest on frauds that use AI and other methods. The rise of artificial intelligence, or AI, in business and industry application has, unfortunately, also been accompanied by a rise in scams and frauds perpetrated by individuals who have also harnessed this technology. In our first article from AARP, we'll look at some of these scams, how to become more aware, and ways to stay safer from them. Artificial entrapment. AI scams are on the rise, and for now, detecting them can be next to impossible. By Sri Harar from AARP. Last September, Dr. David Amron watched a Facebook video of himself with growing horror. A recognized specialist in lipedema surgery, he saw and heard himself hawking a $50 miracle cream for this painful, incurable condition in which fat accumulates under the skin. But he'd never made the video or endorsed the product. It was a deepfake scam, cooked up by criminals using artificial intelligence, or AI. And it was so convincing that some of his own patients bought the cream. The video was disturbingly realistic, says Amron, director of the Roxbury Institute in Beverly Hills, California. My reaction was disbelief, anger, and genuine concern for my patients. What unsettled me most was how authentic it appeared. Amron wasn't the only one deepfaked. The video also featured Oprah Winfrey, Kelly Clarkson, and the Institute's research director. Amron thinks criminals digitally altered a legit online video of his work, then used a photo of the researcher to create realistic audio and video. This level of realism is exactly why these schemes are so dangerous, he says. They are engineered to be believable, making it easy for vulnerable patients to trust them. In fact, AI-enabled scams are skyrocketing, the Federal Bureau of Investigation warns. From deepfake videos on social media, to clone voices on the phone, to imposter websites and phishing emails and text messages, increasingly sophisticated AI scams put older adults in the crosshairs, says a December 2025 Microsoft study of fraud data from AARP and the Better Business Bureau. At risk, your money, your personal information, and your health. We're getting deluged, says Bob Sullivan, host of AARP's The Perfect Scam podcast. A couple of years ago, you might have encountered one or two AI-generated scams a year. Now, scammers' call centers are sending out tens of thousands of scam messages per minute. Nearly 9 in 10 older adults told a recent AARP poll that they're worried about AI-enabled scams. And just 6% of people 50 and older said that they feel very confident they could spot AI-generated false information, according to the 2025 University of Michigan National Poll on Healthy Aging. What should you know and do to stay safe from this growing threat? We asked cybersecurity and scam experts, and their answers will surprise you. Spoiler alert, you don't have to outsmart high-tech AI to sidestep AI-enabled scams, every single expert told AARP. Instead, stick with proven strategies. Pause and reflect before acting. And be skeptical of an offer that sounds too good to be true. You can't trust anymore with your eyes and ears, says Vijay Balasmaranian, CEO and co-founder of the cybersecurity company Pindrop. You have to verify. The big thing is to slow down and evaluate the situation. Why scammers love AI? You know your child's voice, and you know your child's cry, says Sharon Brightwell, 69, a retired music teacher from Bolivar, Florida. Last July, Brightwell answered a phone call from an unfamiliar phone number and heard her 43-year-old daughter sobbing. She said, "Mom, I've been in an accident. I broke my nose. The police are here." A man took over the call and identified himself as a police officer. He said Brightwell's daughter had struck the car of a pregnant woman. A $15,000 bond in cash would release her. He directed Brightwell to withdraw cash at her bank, shove it into a cardboard box, and walk out to her driveway and wait for a courier. That courier tossed the cash into the trunk of a car and drove away. All this time I was sick to my stomach, she says. Then the scammers called back. The pregnant woman's family wanted $30,000 more because the baby had died, he said. Brightwell sank into her kitchen floor in tears. But her 16-year-old grandson intervened. He used a locator app on his phone to see that his mother, Brightwell's daughter, was at work at a local hospital. He contacted one of the mother's friends, who counseled Brightwell to stop talking to the scammers. Brightwell believes scammers used a snippet of audio from her daughter's voice from a Facebook post to create her AI-generated voice. There's no way you could have told me that wasn't my daughter, she says. That was her voice. Scammers love AI. Half of all the spam emails are now generated using AI tools, says a 2025 Columbia University study. So are a shocking 82% of phishing emails aimed at getting personally identifying information or direct access to your financial accounts, according to a 2025 report from the cybersecurity company KnowBe4. Every day, Americans see an average of 2.6 deepfake videos. Scams featuring fake images of celebrities, politicians, and other trusted public figures, like Amron, designed to get you to give money or buy something, says a 2025 report from the computer security company McAfee. AI doesn't sleep, says Bela Subramanian. It's cheap, it works 24/7, and it works well. Criminals are deploying free or low-cost AI tools like ChatGPT and Sora, the same ones the rest of us use for web searches and to turn photos into fun videos, as well as underworld versions with names like FraudGPT, SpamGPT, and Xanthorax. AI is accelerating how scams are created and scaled, says Teresa Hudson, corporate vice president of Microsoft's Trusted Technology Group. Deepfake videos, clone voices, and chatbots that can hold realistic conversations via text, email, or phone are a snap to produce. 8 years ago, it took 20 hours of recordings to clone someone's voice for a scam, says Bela Subramanian. Now, with a photo from LinkedIn and 3 seconds of your voice, a scammer can create a deepfake video with audio. In 2025 UK studies, participants could detect AI-generated images and voice clones only 51% of the time, a little better than a coin toss. Older adults were even less accurate. Scammers like it so much, they're replacing their employees at scammer call centers with AI systems, Bela Subramanian discovered. His team has been eavesdropping on a West African scammer call center for years. In 2024, they stopped hearing the familiar voices of 12 call center employees. AI-generated voices had taken over. When researchers at Microsoft's AI for Good Lab analyzed 531,000 fraud reports from AARP's FraudWatch Network Helpline and the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker, they found a disturbing trend. Scams that victims identified as AI-enabled, such as with realistic voices or videos, increased 20-fold from 2023 to 2025. The increase lines up with the arrival of AI, says Lisa Rappel, report co-author and senior program manager for information literacy at AI for Good. AI chatbots turbocharge scams. Imposter scams, whether they're family impersonation scams like the one that snagged Brightwell, or fake calls, texts, and emails purporting to be from government agencies, businesses, employees with job openings, and package delivery services, are on the rise in the era of AI-enabled fraud. Half of all scams reported to AARP's FraudWatch Network helpline in 2025 were imposter schemes, the Microsoft report found. Most, 20,400, were businesses and government scams, and just 700 were family impersonation scams. Most imposters pose as businesses or officials, not people you know, the report notes. It's a lucrative swindle. Imposter scams involving fake unpaid bills and undelivered packages cost consumers $785 million in 2024, according to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. It's getting harder to detect these fakes. We know criminals are using AI to make emails and texts sound better, says Amy Nelfsiger, Senior Director of Fraud Victim Support for the AARP Fraud Watch Network. The old giveaways have changed, says Hudson. Bad grammar, poor spelling, and clunky websites are less likely with AI. AI imposter scams take things to a new level, with computer-generated chatbots that act and sound like human beings. After a layoff in 2023, Ron O'Brien, 65, a corporate communications executive from Boston's North Shore, went back to school to learn more about AI in the workplace. In May 2025, he got an unsolicited email about a $300,000 a year work-at-home job with a Chicago medical device company. O'Brien applied and entered an elaborate AI-powered scam. The company was real, he says. Turns out the job was not. Scammers set up a text interview via WhatsApp. I realized I was chatting with a chatbot, O'Brien says. It was actually processing information I was providing and commenting on it, saying things like, "That's interesting, Ron. Tell me more." The criminals followed up with a 10-page job description, which O'Brien thinks was also created with AI tools. Then came a 30-minute phone interview. The voice they generated matched the ethnicity of a real company employee, he says. I realized it was a bot. It was incredibly responsive. I kept looking for mistakes, but there were none. When the scammers quickly set up a video chat and offered him the job, O'Brien got suspicious. Something was fishy, he says. Things like this don't happen in 3 days. During the call, he texted his wife that it looked like a scam, but mistakenly sent the message to the scammers. They hung up. O'Brien suspects he would have had sensitive banking and other financial information stolen if he had continued. AI chatbots, the same type that pop up offering help on legit shopping and informational websites, are yet another weapon in the hands of scammers. Some are paired with clone voices or faked images for convincing phone and video calls. By manipulating and creating audio and visual content with unprecedented realism, scammers seek to deceive unsuspecting victims into divulging sensitive information or authorizing fraudulent transactions, the FBI warned in a 2024 notice. AI threats are everywhere. In October 2025, the Tech Transparency Project found that scam advertisers had paid Meta $49 million to run deepfake videos of politicians and government appointees, including President Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and New York Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, hawking scams including fake government stimulus checks and benefit cards on Facebook and Instagram. The deepfakes also promoted questionable investments, free merchandise that signed people up for expensive hidden subscriptions, and fake Medicare payments. Katie Paul, director of the Tech Transparency Project, says social media is awash in deepfake scams. And the problem persists. While Meta rakes in advertising profits, it's letting deepfake scams target seniors and their bank accounts, she says. Since the report, she adds, not only have we seen new advertisers from the same scam networks, but also new pages running identical ads. 1/3 of the entire planet, 3 billion people, are on Facebook. No platform has the same kind of reach. Paul notes that deepfakes use several tricks that pull consumers in. If you pause too long or click on one, the platform sends you more and more, she says. Some tell you, with a sense of urgency, to call. They know older Americans will be wary of typing in their personal information online, but may have more trust on the phone. In November, two U.S. senators asked the federal government to look into scams on Facebook and Instagram. Meta countered by saying it has reduced scams significantly, according to the Reuters News Service story. Amron, the lipidemia surgeon, says it took months to get the deepfake video taken down, despite posting warnings on social media and appearing on the Today Show. These scams don't just take money, he says. They derail patients from the care they need. Approach any online medical advertisement with caution. Deepfake videos can look completely real, even to trained professionals. Sri Harar is an award-winning journalist who writes frequently on fraud and health for AARP. Our next article, from Reader's Digest, identifies the four-word phrase when you pick up the phone that you should hang up on immediately. Reader's Digest, if you hear this four-word phrase when you pick up the phone, hang up immediately. By Brooke Nelson Alexander. Updated on March 27, 2025. This common four-word fraud scam could cost you hundreds or thousands of dollars. Here's some expert advice on how to spot and avoid it. Picture this. You answer the phone and the caller quickly asks a yes or no question. The urgency in their voice and the simplicity of the question naturally lead you to respond immediately. Just a number of seconds, you've become the victim of a four-word phone scam. And that brief exchange could cost you hundreds or thousands of dollars. A 2024 Truecaller Insights report found that Americans collectively lost over $25.4 billion to phone scams during the previous 12 months. This phone scam is particularly frightening because they simply rely on the human behavior of answering a quick question, says Matthew Shirley, the Vice President of Client Solutions at Fortilife Solutions, a cybersecurity services company. According to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC data, phone calls were the second most commonly reported contact method for fraud in 2024. The FTC also reports that the average victim of a phone scam in 2024 lost $1,500. So, how could you avoid becoming a victim? We gathered insight from Shirley and another cybersecurity expert, an advanced security practitioner, security architect, and consultant. Ahead, they explain what the four-word phone scam is, and they offer advice on how to avoid and report scam calls. So what is a four-word phone scam? The four-word phone scam involves a recorded voice that asks, "Can you hear me?" when a victim answers a call. The phrase is designed to trick the victim into responding, "Yes," while the person or computer on the other end records. The scammer can then use the recording to access the victim's accounts. When asked to authorize logins, make a major purchase, or sign up for expensive services, the scammer impersonates the victim with a recorded yes. Just think about what someone with a recording of you saying yes could attempt to access, unlock, change, or authorize in today's remote-centric and faceless world, Gordon says. Scammers utilize psychological tactics to make the four-word phone scam seem effective. The caller is counting on a natural, human response to fear, an amygdala hijack, when the part of the brain involved with emotional processing overrides logical decision-making. By abruptly using the words, "Can you hear me?" without any introduction or context, the scammer creates a sense of urgency. This causes the victim to quickly reply out of emotion before they have a chance to think rationally. Scammers also employ voice modulation, varying their pitch, tone, pace, and emotion, to make the recorded voice sound like a live and often desperate person to provoke a response from the victim. Some common phrases and variations in this scam. Scammers sometimes use variations of "Can you hear me?" to convince the victim that the connection's bad. This leads to the victim to repeat "yes" and potentially say more, giving the scammer additional samples of the victim's voice that they can utilize to access important accounts. Some common phone scams include variations like, "Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Sorry, the connection is bad. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Are you there?" The four-word phone scam is also known as the "say yes" scam for good reason. It's designed to get you to say yes. doesn't always rely on creating a sense of urgency or faking a bad connection. Sometimes scammers use other seemingly innocent questions to get the victim to drop their guard and answer yes immediately. These include, is this, insert your name, are you the homeowner? Is this the lady slash man of the house? How scammers use technology and AI for this scam. Scammers take advantage of technology in every step of the four-word phone scam. Here's how. Making the call. Robocalls, the pre-programmed phone calls that dial and deliver recorded messages, do much more work than a single person, sans technology, could do on their own. Robocalls are incredibly cheap, costing only handfuls of dollars to send millions of calls, Shirley says. This leads to a surplus of scam call opportunities. During the call, advances in artificial intelligence or AI technology have enabled scammers to more convincingly imitate human speech and fool victims into believing that they're speaking with a real person. In one version of the Can You Hear Me phone scam, the call begins with a very believable human statement. Sorry, I'm having trouble with my headset. Gordon says that AI is so advanced it can successfully masquerade as a human in many cases. This is especially an issue when chatbots and phone calls, where you only hear the voice or read their messages but cannot see the person. After the call, if the scammer records you speaking, they may use a voice sample to train AI to replicate your voice. AI voice cloning technology is so advanced now that it may only require a few seconds of your voice to realistically replicate it and then use it to access your accounts. In a phone fraud often called the grandparent scheme, swindlers use your clone voice to impersonate you and trick your loved ones into sharing sensitive information or sending money. How to avoid the four-word phone scam? While scammers using technology to find new ways to trick their victims, you can take steps to protect yourself. Avoid unfamiliar numbers. To prevent becoming a victim of this phone scam and other robocall scams, it's best not to answer calls from unfamiliar phone numbers. If you do accidentally answer, try to hang up as quickly as possible. Pressing any numbers or responding to the caller confirms the phone number is active, which might lead to more robocalls, Gordon says. Don't rely on caller ID. Even numbers that appear legit on caller ID may not be. Scammers can make a call look like it's coming from a trusted organization or person by showing a familiar name, business, or area code on the caller ID. This is called spoofing and it's used to gain your trust. Think before you speak. Such as job seekers, freelancers, and entrepreneurs, accepting calls from unfamiliar numbers may be necessary. If you must answer unfamiliar numbers, be cautious. Scammers are counting on you to respond quickly, so think before you speak. Try to identify them and their intentions as soon as possible without revealing your personal information. If the caller is overly urgent or threatening, remember this is a psychological tactic and you should hang up. Under no circumstances should you hastily respond to their questions or give them anything that's requested, Shirley says. Assume any unknown party attempting to solicit payment or information may not be who they claim to be. If the caller asks a personal question, you can ask them why they want to know. This tactic can throw a robocall or scammer off script. Verify your calls. If a caller claims they're from a specific organization or business, you can contact the organization or business directly. On their customer service number, to verify whether they reached out to you or not. Block unwanted calls. Gordon and Shirley suggest signing up for the National Do Not Call Registry and using call blocking or labeling apps on the screen to block unknown calls. Establish a safe word. Given the advances in technology, a scammer can impersonate someone you know and trust. Create a safe word or phrase to be used only by close family and friends. Then, if you do get a frantic call from a loved one and are unsure whether it's them or a scammer, you can quickly confirm by asking them for your secret word. What should you do after receiving a scam call? Report it and start securing your accounts and sensitive information immediately. The sooner you act, the better, Gordon says. Report fraudulent charges. If a scammer is authorized a purchase under your name, Gordon recommends contacting the company through which the payment was made. Whether that's a credit card company, a bank, money transfer app, gift card issuer, or a wiring company like Western Union. Tell them about the fraudulent charge and ask if they can investigate, reverse it, and issue a refund. Secure your accounts. Change your passwords and monitor your credit report for unusual activity. If you think a scammer might have remote access to your computer, update your computer security software and look for the signs that your computer has been hacked. File complaints and reports. Gordon suggests reporting the scam call to the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, at reportfraud.ftc.gov. Be sure to give the agency the number that appeared on your caller ID when the scammer called, and any number the scammer told you to call back. Even if you didn't lose money, but you want to report a suspected scam call, you can submit a report at donotcall.gov. You should also file a complaint with the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC. The FTC and FCC use this data to identify, label, and block illegal callers to help with phone fraud prevention. In addition, you can contribute to scam info collected by the BBB Scam Tracker by reporting your experience there as well. Well, that's about all the time we have for this week. It's been Bob Decker with Sun Sounds of Arizona's Listener Beware. Thanks for listening. Reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.